Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the thing. Minnesota, in my mind, is more desperate to get up there. Minnesota has more ammunition to get up there. Mm-hmm. But the Giants are within striking range of getting up there. So what, in the end, is more valuable? The more desperate team with more ammunition, or the team that's at six, to where the Patriots could go from 3-6 and still get the quarterback that they want if they're not leapfrogged at 4 or 5.
Okay, that is Adam Schefter. I'm with Rich Eisen. The basic premise there is the Giants and the Vikings are both trying to get up to number 3,
mm-hmm.
which obviously is the spot where New England holds. And obviously, Joe, if you're doing that, you're doing it for a quarterback. Now, I think the consensus is Williams and Daniels will go 1-2. So if the Giants and Vikings are both trying to do that, are we sure they're trying to get Drake May? Could it be for J.J. McCarthy? Because it has to be for a quarterback. You're not trading with New England. I guess you could leave open the possibility the Giants are doing it to get their hands on Marvin Harrison Jr. before he goes to 4. You could do that too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I would think, though, it's probably for a quarterback.
Right.
May... I really do wonder what will happen with him tonight. Maybe it'll just be that when the college football season ended, he's the second guy. And there was even like a week maybe where it was, are we sure he's not number one? And then everyone went, no, yeah, he's not number one. But it was a conversation for maybe a minute. And as the draft season has gone on longer and longer, I think the picking apart of May's game has strengthened. And now... like Daniels is the favorite to go to, but not even everyone's not even sure about that. And there's rumors that New England hates Drake May. Again, those are just like rumors, but there's just weird stuff with him. So maybe the draft shows up and he goes 2, like we thought he would all along at the outset of draft season. Or maybe he slides. Maybe McCarthy would be the guy that someone is trading up for. I tend to think it would be May. This also reminds me of, did you see the Daniel Jeremiah tweet from last hour?
I did not.
He tweeted, was asked this question, what is the wildest top 10 rumor you've heard? And he said, one thing he heard was an outcome where Minnesota would trade up from 11-3 with New England, and they would take Drake May. Then New England, who has just gone from 3-11, would trade back up from 11-4 with Arizona, to draft McCarthy, and then Arizona would go from 11-5 and draft Marvin Harrison Jr. So the 11th pick would get passed around three times in the course of like a 10-minute span.
Didn't this kind of thing happen with Houston last year and how they finally ultimately positioned themselves where they were to get 2 picks?
Kind of. They didn't move out of 2, though. They just... what did they do? They had a second first, maybe that was at like 10, and they drafted Stroud at 2, and then they traded 10, or whatever that pick was, and then this year's first to move up back up to 3. So they ended up picking second and third.
Yes, that's what... and by the way, the only person who had that, I remember, is Daniel Jeremiah.
Okay.
Daniel Jeremiah is the only person I remember last year who in his final mock that day, he's like, I got Houston picking 2nd and 3rd. And I'm like, that's kind of wild. Like, it's really kind of oddly specific. And it happened. So when Daniel Jeremiah talks, I kind of pay a little bit more attention now, right? And he actually has his final mock and he has the Bills at 28 taking Brian Thomas Jr. So does Charles Davis, by the way, who I think is very plugged into the league. So we'll see what happens there. Now, I have at WGR550.com several different trade scenarios for the Bills trading up. And you can check those out, and we can talk about them. But we've also talked about them trading down. One thing I keep thinking about, and I wonder, and I've actually gone back and tried to see if this has happened, Joe. If a team wanted to move back into the first round, if there's a team who says, look, we really like the way the board's falling. We're sitting here in the second, or we're sitting here, we're not picking again until the second or maybe the third. We got to get back up. What's the most the Bills could get to move out of the first round, right? And is it possible you could even get next year's first rounder from a team? I don't think so.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't think so. I think that's too much. But what I did find was this. In 2019,
mm-hmm.
Indianapolis was picking 26th, not 28th, I get it, 26th. Washington came up from 46. They came up 20 spots,
mm-hmm.
and they gave him next year's second rounder to do it.
Okay. So a late, well, mid second rounder and a future second rounder to get into the late first?
Yes. Now, yeah. I think that might be a little too late for the Bills to want to go back if they were to go into the mid-40s.
Yeah.
But boy, if they walked out of tonight and had three second rounders next year, you'd be like, holy cow. Like they,
yeah.
three picks in the top, you know, I don't know, 50?
I really want them to use one of those seconds to get Brandon Ayuk.
Four? Actually, four picks that'd be. Oh, really? Yeah? Oh, man, the contract he would come with, though, you'd have to give him.
I know. I'm open to that, though. Like, I'm not against that as an idea for them. And I guess, what was the, there was a thing up, there's so many, you know, there's so much trade wins to keep track of, draft wins to keep track of this morning. But there was something about Ayuk and how, I mean, this is probably true. I mean, if it's out there that the Niners want a first-round pick for Ayuk and he's still on the Niners, it would make sense that no one's offered him yet, that yet, because otherwise he wouldn't be on the team. But I wonder if they have to settle. I wonder if they have to make a decision. Like, okay, it's draft day. Nobody's offering us a first-round pick. So, because of the contract, right? And because of the class. The class is so deep, it might be harder to trade Brandon Ayuk when you have so many options in the draft. So, do the Niners get to a spot today where they sit down and say, we have to make a decision. Do we want to pay this guy? Do we want to go into a lame duck year where he could be unhappy and we risk, you know, making it ugly and maybe even losing him for nothing at some point? Or C, do we take the second round pick plus? Because if the price drops because they realize no one's making the offer they want, Now I'm
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Even more interested. If I can get him for a second round pick and something on top of that, maybe a fourth, maybe something a little more than that, and I've got the extra second for I got from Diggs, I almost feel like I'm swapping Diggs for Ayuk there, which I know the money will be there. It was for Diggs too. But I'm getting Diggs 6 years younger or 5 years younger. And that really, really appeals to me.
So here are a couple other trade possibilities I came up with teams that might want to do it and what it would cost, Joe, based on previous trades and the draft chart. The Rams at 19. We already talked, by the way, about the trade up all the way to number 9 for the with the Chicago Bears. Let's talk. Okay, you know what? Let me do this. Let me go to 12. I have one with 12 here. Now, 12 would depend on, this may depend on which guy you're getting, because you could, if Roma Dunze is gone, you're getting Brian Thomas probably at 12, I guess would be the target. But maybe Roma's there at 12, and he is there. This is what it looks like to me from what I've seen. The Bills would have to give up 28. They'd swap there. A fourth and next year's first. Would you do it?
One more time for me.
To go to 12.
Yeah.
They'd have to give up, obviously, their first, also a fourth, and next year's first.
And that's,
would you do it, and would it only have to be for Odunze?
It would have to be for Odunze. Yeah. I do not want to give up a first-round pick next year to go get Brian Thomas. I like Brian Thomas a lot, and I think he might be the most likely pick, but I do not want to trade multiple firsts for him.
Okay. Well, in this next scenario, you wouldn't have to, but would this sit well with you? If it's 16 and Brian Thomas is there and the Bills say, let's go up, we're going to get him at 16. Seattle's there. What I have is the Bills would have to get to 16, give up 28, obviously. The Bills would also get a fourth rounder in this draft. So they'd get 16 and a fourth. But in return, they'd have to give up their second this year and a second next year.
Okay.
So what, 28 and a two, and next year's two for 16 and a four. For Brian Thomas.
Okay. I'm more interested. I'm kind of starting to like the idea of him just falling to 28, though. I'm starting to see it more and more.
You know, the issue here, though, is the only problem is if they give up 60, Joe.
Yep.
If the Bills give up 60, when are they picking again?
They're not picking till the fourth round.
Right. Right?
They're not picking again till the fourth round, which, you know, you'll have 9 day 3 picks. This is where the volume of picks, you hope that you hit on three of them. But, yeah, you're not picking till round four. And I would think that that would be very scary, I think. And, you know, maybe they would have Thomas that much higher. There are some that do. But, I don't know, more and more you're seeing mocks where he's fallen till the end of the first round. You just mentioned Daniel Jeremiah has him falling to 28. So, I'm starting to... My favorite idea for Thomas is you are trading like a fourth round pick and you're going up three spots. Like, to me, that is the ideal scenario in which they get Thomas. I would be hesitant to go big, even if you're not having to give up your first round pick next year.
Well, I think the most likely scenario there for me is not only go up to 20. I don't have him going up just a few spots. I have him go up to the last one I did was going up to 20 with the Pittsburgh Steelers, eight spots up. That's your scenario, but it would also require next year's second. It would be a fourth this year and next year's second. So if they get to 20, the Bills are sure he's going to not fall much farther. We got to get him now. Would you do that? Give up this year's fourth with the swap and next year's second.
I could be convinced of that. Yes, I think I could be talked into that.
The Bills do have 2 seconds next year. Obviously, one is the Minnesota Vikings, as we talked about. That might be what you have to use as your capital. That Vikings pick should be higher than what the Bills pick next year. In the meantime, the New England Patriots, we said draft and pick third. They're scheduled for that. The Jets, we had a guest on earlier at 10. And then the Miami Dolphins are sitting there at 21. And there's a lot of buzz now, Joe, about the Dolphins in the wide receiver market. I don't know if you've seen this, but it looks like Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy. They want to replace the speed they eventually will lose with either Tyreek Hill and or Jalen Waddle as, you know, their contracts get to points where they got to make decisions.
Yeah, and I saw Omar Kelly and Alan Pupar talking on a podcast yesterday. They were talking how the Dolphins did not restructure the contract of Tyreek Hill this offseason, despite the fact it would have cleared a ton of room for them, and they could have maybe kept, maybe not Christian Wilkins, but they could have kept somebody else important that they lost because there were so many that they did. But they didn't. They didn't touch Tyreek Hill's contract. And Tyreek Hill has been on the record 1 year ago. He said on a podcast that his plan is to play out this contract and after 2025, walk away. That's it. That's all I want to play. And if that were true, I do feel like the Dolphins would then have not acted on the contract. So maybe it lines up that Hill will play 2 more years. And if that's the case, I mean, isn't Mike McDaniel in an office right now going, man, I'm just give me Xavier Worthy. Give me Xavier Worthy.
Oh, okay, listen, I approach this from two ways, thinking about the Dolphins, okay? Number one is, yeah, I mean, boy, you know, I'll restate it this way. If the Dolphins take a wide receiver, that's one less for the Bills to take, which sucks. Okay, I wouldn't like it for that reason. If they take Brian Thomas Jr., they take Xavier Worthy, it's one less receiver, it's one more off the board, okay, that really makes it harder for the Bills. But, Joe, I got to be honest. Go ahead, Miami. What? It's not like you can be any faster or have more weapons. Like, go ahead. Where's he going to play? I mean, I know they had a couple injuries last year and that they had to deal with that. But Miami, if Miami takes Brian Thomas Jr. or Xavier Worthy, it does nothing to enhance them to me and what I feel about them.
Right. I hear that.
They already are who they are.
Yeah. I can't decide. If I kind of, I guess I'm kind of neutral on it, right? Which I guess kind of means I'm not afraid of it. You're right. You've already got Hill. You've already got Waddle. I expect they're going to pay Waddle. So you add Worthy. I do think he'd help them right away. I think one area of depth they were severely lacking last year was when Hill was banged up and Waddle was missing time, they had nobody else to come in and pass the ball to. Like, they tried Chase Claypool at one point because they were so desperate. They didn't have much. So that would help them, but what did I just kind of describe? A depth role. right? Like, that's a team that has more holes than the Bills do on their roster this year. So,
you gotta get a guy who can play.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't doubt for a second that McDaniel would use Worthy and he would have big numbers. But to me, you are drafting a number three receiver with your first round pick, and you don't have a lot of draft capital in the first place. To me, you're making a luxury pick on a team that can't afford to be making luxury picks.
And they just had a whole big exodus on their defensive side of the ball. They have a brand new defensive coordinator. I have them actually going offense, taking Graham Barton, because I just think he fits for them. He's a really, really good player, flexible. Their offensive line was so decimated with injuries last year. He can play guard, he can play tackle, he can play center, he can do a lot of different things. That's why I have him. But man, they could be in the offensive tackle market, and why wouldn't they look at defensive line, the Miami Dolphins? I mean, they are a team that they lost Christian Wilkins, and you have Bradley Chubb coming off injury. You have Jalen Phillips coming off injury. So I, as much as I see this wide receiver stuff with Miami, I'm like, okay, I don't think that's smart. I guess, I mean, add another guy, a weapon, but that's not what you need, and you're in a position where you got to win right now. It's the NFL draft. It's so fun. It's the first day and night tonight, 8 o'clock, our coverage at 7 o'clock, but of course, all day here on WGR. We'll take one final timeout. We'll come back, and when we come back, it must be NHL playoff season because we have coaches talking about opposing teams' players.